the new song.
Come and
sing to the Lord.
Sing to the Lord
for the new song.
For the Lord is waiting, worthy to be praised. Sing a new song unto the Lord.
Let the people praise thee. Amen. Amen. Perfect song for testimony service. If you can kneel, we're going to start with prayer. And that means kneeling on the ground. Can't kneel on a couch. That's cheating. All right. Bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for blessing us again on the Sabbath day with your presence and the changing of the showbread a few moments ago. And thank you for letting this be testimony service again. Every month we get to come together and stand up for Jesus and declare him Lord and let the people know what he has done in our lives. And there's just so amazing things we get to share and record for those people all around the world that like to listen to the church services. And thank you for, in advance, for every prayer answered, every miracle, every healing wrought, everything that you have shown us over the last 30 days. And please bless everyone that's on our prayer list again, Father. We keep them ever before you because we are very concerned for them. We love them dearly. And thank you so much for accepting this prayer in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, amen and amen. I was unable to save the previous study, so give me a moment and let me shut down the recorder here for a second. All right, we're back. All right, well, for those of you listening on the recording later, it's going to be like, oh, you weren't gone. I know. So, anyway. A lot of praises this week that I've been sent in the emails, and so I'm going to start off here a few of my own praises. And the first thing, I want to, of course, praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy of my salvation. You know, Fran and I were actually talking about that this morning. One of the things that irks me about, you know, like what we like to call dry spells as Christians, I know I have full assurance. I know if I were to die this moment, I'll make it home to heaven. But I want to be part of the Gideon band, and so I want to do that much more for the Lord now, as well as throughout eternity. And but it is a joyful thing to know, especially in these crazy times and all the stuff that's going on in the government and in the churches, and how they're joining together, like the prophecy stated. The one good thing about that all is, you know, it's like I've been warning people about that 33 years. And then when I started keeping Sabbath 10 years after leaving the Catholic Church, I started, you know, showing them what the real mark of the beast was. And so it lends credence to the message we preach because a lot of people laughed over the years, but now the laughing has stopped in regards to certain areas as though we really are in the extreme last days. And we're on borrowed time. Noah had 120 years to build the ark. We're at year 174 right now since the end times began. And what I like to call, or the Bible likes to call, the tarrying time. And so they can enforce the mark at any moment now. They have the technology. They have the tools, you know. But, of course, Satan has to stand up and say that he's Jesus Christ so as to get the people to fall for it in the first place. And this is why you see a lot of false prophets coming about right now. Getting people used to the idea that, you know, keeping religion and, you know, like religiosity in the minds of many. And this is why you got religious laws now being talked about in the United States. So it does lend credence to our message. And, but how is the volume on the mic, by the way? Is it okay? I guess it was. No one was complaining during church. So, but, I wanted to praise the Lord for the Lord giving us a hug. A couple, 3 weeks ago, my wife and I, as we went into prayer one morning, as we do before we do our studies, it was very overwhelmingly obvious that the Lord was in the room. And I wanted to praise him so much for that because, in you know, being human, you know, you kind of forget, even though it was only two or three weeks ago, and you feel like, oh, I want more, you know. You know, I want more. Well, praise the Lord, Brother Ron and Sister Janet. So the audio's good. And I also wanted to praise the Lord that out of the blue, because I was praying about this in regards to something that was going to happen recently, kind of like an anniversary with walking with the Lord and that. And out of the blue, I was praying. I says, Father God, I'd like to see at least 10,000 subs on YouTube so that we can push more you know, put the videos out and more people will be acknowledging it. And I think within a week and a half, about a week, we went over 11,000, you know, and now we're almost at 12. So I wanted to praise him for that, because that just came out of the blue. I have no idea. It started off with one video that was I did back in December of last year, talking about how Christians are going to be tracked using today's technology. And that one just out of the blue got popular. It went viral. And so that generated a lot of subs. And then another one about, I think it had to do with, the Pope calling Jesus Christ weak and Satan strong. That one didn't go so viral. That one was like 1,000 hits, and then all of a sudden, bam, it's like 18,000 hits. And so, but I also want to praise the Lord for what YouTube has been doing and making it overwhelmingly obvious that we can be singing in prisons for all this. That matters, because I like it when we get attacked in this way, because they only attack us because we actually do have the truth. All these other preachers out there, especially the 501c3s, they're getting millions of hits on their videos. Well, that's fine. We're not in it for the numbers. We're in it for the people. It's not the quantity. It's the quality of the people. But a couple of weeks ago, as you all know, my one video that was talking about how Rome was getting together with Islam and doing things, and I was just quoting from the Quran, and I was I put some stuff, I think, on the screen about the Quran, but I was showing how they were attacking and killing Christians and legalizing it here and there in regards to religious persecution and making the Bible look bad and stuff like that. YouTube deleted the video, calling it hate speech. I kid you not. And then on another video was a sermon, a three-part sermon. In the second part, they called it inappropriate, and they tagged it as like an X-rated thing. It was inappropriate. So anybody that goes to that video, immediately it pops up saying this video is inappropriate for younger viewers. It's a sermon, you know. And then and just the other day, they deleted a video. That's the one they deleted about the Bible facts I laid out about hate speech. And then I got word from a brother in the UK. His name is Andre. He emailed me this. He goes, "Do you realize that RevenantGod.org is being blocked by adult filters in the UK?" Now, I knew they were doing this in China. It's called the Great Firewall of China. There's this software. D-Link uses it, and I actually have a D-Link. That's all the routers I ever used were D-Links over the years. And if you put on parental controls, RevenantGod.org comes up as a terrorist website. Seriously. Yeah. And so that's happening in the UK now. And it's happening with, he says, both the 3 and the double E blocks your website. I don't know what that means, but in the UK they know what that means. So I guess it's some kind of censorship. And then on March 21st, the Lord revealed that because I went out for midday prayer, it was kind of upsetting me, but at the same time it didn't. Because this has been going on for decades, you know. Google and AOL have been, censoring me for many years, as YouTube has been. You know, you got 12,000 subscribers, but it's all you can do to get a 1,000 or 2 hits to a video. So it's obvious what they're doing. But as long as the people that need to see it, see it. You know, it's just like with Google censoring me. The Lord still sends millions of people to the website every month. And it's just how he does it, I don't know, but that's fine, as long as he keeps doing it. But in midday prayer on March 21st, the Lord revealed that they block us, because I'm not the only one this is happening to, because they hate his truth. And the way I got this was in the prayer was they hate us because our God in heaven loves us. And that blessed my heart in a big way when I got that. That really, really felt, it was like another hug from heaven. And I just found out the other day, one of my siblings, and I got this from years ago, someone told me, did a lineage test on me or an ancestry thing, but one of my siblings just told me that I have Jewish blood. I never knew that, you know, like my great-great-great-grandfather or something like that, I guess. And some of you may also know that I put up a video the other day about how and I did this years ago, too. I had another video that I put up about how the media, the mainstream media, is controlled. And I showed a bunch of different, and I got that video from somebody else that made the compilation. about how, you know, everybody says the exact same thing. They're all reading from teleprompters at all the thousands of radio stations across the nation, right? No problem there. Well, I did it again because I found another one that was even better the way the guy did it. He put them all on screen at the same time. But I got it from another person, which means the first 3 seconds of the video was cut off, and so I didn't know it because I didn't know where the original was, right? But the person must have gone and seen my video because I was getting the hits before him, and even though he's got more than I do on that video. And he complained to YouTube, and I got a copyright strike. And so I figured, this is crazy. I'm not making any money on this. I don't even monetize my videos, and I never ask for donations ever. I prefer asking the Lord because, you know, he's the one that owns the kettle on a thousand hills, not us. And so I never ask for donations unless it's for someone else that's in need. And they remove the copyright strike. It's like, wow, there's a first. And so that worked because I rebuked, you know, I didn't rebuke them. I more or less said, look, I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I don't ask for money. I don't monetize my videos, you know, because people can do that. You can make money just putting your video. That's what most people do. That's why that one girl shot up that YouTube headquarters, because how she was making her living off those videos. And they, you know, how about a year or so ago, they did the problem and they censored her and everybody else. So, and I fixed the server. Yes, now, I don't know, and please, again, like I say, please keep this in prayer, because yesterday I was the first time I was able to reboot the server in 2 weeks, and there were still people on the radio, but I had to do it because it hadn't been rebooted in 2 weeks, and it wouldn't come back up. It took me an hour to figure out how to convince it to come back up using a remote connection. And but I got it fixed. It's running now. We're in the room. But please keep it in your prayers, because after Sabbath, I am going to reboot it again and see what the problem is. And I might be down for a day or two. I don't know. We might need a new server. It might just, like Brother Agus is saying, it could be just a video card, because I got extras. I can just throw one in there. It's integrated, so I'll have to do it using the PCI slot this time. But it's fine. As long as I can get it to run, it'll be good. And we got a new server online. I didn't turn the other server on this morning because I don't have a URL pointing to it. It's just an IP address. But we actually have SDRU.org, which is online now, running on its own server by itself. It's still on the other one. Like if you typed in SDRU.org, you'd go there. That's just a summarized version of Remnant of God with all the graphics out, because it's running on a Raspberry Pi. I actually got it running on a Raspberry Pi, and it will be permanent soon. I don't know, but I want to make it to where it can be portable, because a lot of people use that site because it's easier than surfing, especially if you got a cell phone. SDRU.org is easier to surf if you have a cell phone where you don't have a stylus, where you can't get the menu to drop down, because that menu that I use on Remnant of God is Java. So, and then let me just share this one praise, and then I'll drop the mic unless somebody has another praise. But I got a bunch here that I have to share. But the first one I want to share is from Paul, pastor. I don't know if he's a pastor. I know he's a preacher. He's a street preacher in Uganda. And some of you may recall this man. We were talking about him and the Seventh-day Remnant church family that started in Uganda after they came across some of the information we share online, because they're SDA. And they came across some issues, especially when they went to our sister site at SDA Apostasy, and they found out there were some major problems with the Seventh-day Adventist Church, biblically, doctrinally, and prophetically. They see what we see, you know, like a lot of people don't. They realize that we are the remnant of her seed, just like Revelation 12:17 or Matthew 20 was talking about. And so they left the Seventh-day Adventist Church and started doing some street preaching, and it turned out that Ted Wilson was in the neck of the woods out there, I don't know, a month or two ago, if you all remember, doing something. And then what the people that call themselves Seventh-day Remnant Adventists or something like that, they're kind of messing up. They don't really – it's an English thing, you know. They're getting confused. But they do declare they're on the same page with us. They are Seventh-day Remnant. And so they went out there and are passing out pamphlets and tracts and stuff like that. They made their own tract about SDA apostasy. And boy, did they do a good job. And it is really better than the one we had. Obviously, it is better than the one we have, and they did it in English. And there's a lot of SOP in it. And so Wilson told, well, whoever was there leading it, well, Wilson was there, and the SDA leaders got upset because our people were out in the parking lot or near the church when people were coming out and they were handing out these pamphlets. Somebody went in and complained, I guess. Well, our people ended up in jail for a couple of days, and it took them, that's how long it took them to get the bail money up, and they're going to court this month. But this is the email he sent me 2 days ago. He says, Dear Pastor Nicholas, I'm happy to inform you that the work this side is moving. Though SDA leaders are our enemies, this side. Again, he's English isn't his native tongue, so but he's really good at it. He's not broken that much, but he has different ways of saying things. He says, but we're not to stop until this message is spread all over our motherland, Uganda. We have had 3 open-air meetings, and after here, we're going into another town. But put us in your prayers. And there's a reason for it. Listen to what he says now. We thank God that whenever we present this message, people appreciate because we opened their mind by the grace of God and they discover the truth. There's a place where we held a meeting and a certain Catholic used government force to stop us. As we were preparing to leave the place, we were surprised to be stopped by the villagers. The people. They told us, we want the message. We are so blessed with your message. So they wrote a letter and they collected 69 signs or signatures, as we would call them, of villagers because others had gone to their gardens, whatever that means. and they took that letter. Then we continued with the message because now it was okay. And that church, in other words, we just, another Seventh-day Remnant church just started in Uganda, and he goes, in that church now, 18 members, both young and old. And then he goes, in these photos, it's me on the right and co-workers, Pastor Richard, I can't even hope to pronounce his last name, was also preaching that night. And he says, I'll update you about our progress, dear. And he ends it there. He didn't say brother. May the Lord bless you, amen, in Christ. And he says, I think he puts his last name first, but his first name is Paul, and I'm only going to give his name of Paul just to keep him safe. And so keep them in your prayers. They got that court date sometime this month. And also keep them in prayer because they're getting flack for teaching the truth out there. And I don't know how close they are to that crack, but I don't know if you saw that link. I don't even know if I put the link up yet because I didn't have a good article yesterday, but there's a crack that opened up. And some scientists are saying it looks like Africa is about to split into 2 separate continents. So, okay, I got some praises coming up in the PMs here, so I'm going to continue reading some of the praises here. This is from Sister Denise. Wait. Oh, so she was just telling me about a prescarpment. Thank you, Sister. I will do that. Well, actually, that's what I did. I didn't use Google, though. I think I was using DuckDuckGo, and so I got... You know, it was Portuguese. One of the brothers told me it was Portuguese that that thing is translated to. All right, so, okay, let's see. And, okay, Sister Elena, I think this is a praise. Let me scroll it up and down here. Ooh, it's a big one. Oh, yeah, it is. She starts off saying, Sabbath blessings, precious church family. So that's for all of us. So it's got to be a praise. So she goes, I want to praise the Lord for finding this church. After I found the church's website, I was reading the studies and articles that refute the false theories and explain the truth the way it is written in the Bible. I did not join the church right away because I did not want to get disappointed in terms of finding the doctrinal mistakes. However, not only did I not get disappointed, I found myself in a loving and cheerful family that understands. Amen, sister. They understand, encourage, and helps with practical advice. A family that is praying for me when I am not doing well and rejoicing and praising the Lord when I am doing well. What a blessing. It inspires me to return the love to every precious brother and sister tenfold. God is gracious, precious. He is love. He is our only hope and our only joy in these sad and dangerous times. Glory to the Lord Jesus, His Heavenly Father, and the Lord God, Holy Spirit. Amen, dear sister. And we love you too. And big old... electronic hugs to you. Well, we'll be hugging soon enough when we gather. Yeah. So, amen, dear sister. Amen. Okay. This next one here, let me delete the ones that I already shared so that I don't get all confused. This one's from Brother Warren, but it's two parts, actually, because I don't know if he knows this. I'm reading that other one you sent me about the turtle, bro. Because I eat that stuff up, all right? I mean, that's really, really nice. But this is what he sent. Is he here, by the way? I'm pretty sure he's here. He's usually here, even though that time zone where he's at is kind of goofy. Oh, yeah, there he is. Oh, that's right, you're a moderator. I'm always looking in the other areas, like, yeah, but I'm sorry. Okay, this is what he sent. He goes, during the week of March 6, 2018, I was traveling from a job that I was trying to complete before Friday. While traveling the freeway, I noticed a construction notice on the side of the road that one lane was closed up ahead, so I slowed down to about 60, and just for a split second, I took my eye off the road to pick up my schedule on the passenger side seat. And when I looked back up, there was this car in front of me that just slammed on their brakes. Normally, I stay quite a distance behind to prevent any problems that may arise. I drive the same way. I keep 3 or 4 car distances away. Of course, I slammed on my brakes, but the person in front of me had a good jump on me. So with tires screeching, and at the same time, I'm watching this little car in front of me get closer and closer and fast. I slammed into this little car, pushing it forward about 10 or 15 feet. All I could say was, oh, no. There was a policeman nearby, and he ran over. The lady I hit got out of her car, and we all merged to the scene between the front of my Silverado and the back end of her car. A tiny little cube, I think it was. I've seen those cars look like a little ice cube driving down the road. We were all shocked at what we saw. I knew what I saw, but they could not figure it out. I just burst out saying, praise the Lord, with my hands together and looking up to heaven. We all looked at each other, stunned. I was smiling. There wasn't a scratch or a dent anywhere on my truck or her car. There was a crash. We stood there going over it in our minds. It did not take but a few seconds for me to figure it out. Thank you, my Father, for that hedge of angels you keep around your humble and sometimes dumb servants. Praise his name. And now I'm going to read this letter. Amen, brother. Amen and amen. I'm going to read this letter that he sent me a few weeks ago. This was right after the last testimony serpent, so I didn't get a chance to share it, but check it out. And it says, hello from paradise, Brother Nick and Sister Fran, because he lives in Hawaii. Yeah, and he says, a short story but cute about our turtles and monk seals. On a secluded beach a few years ago, my niece and I were snorkeling in a place called Makalua, I guess. We don't like to go where the tourists go, and rarely you will see monk seals. I have pictures of mine pictures of me with a wild one. She never moved as I inched myself closer to her. She was just sunning herself, but every once in a while, she would open one of her eyes to check where I was. And that's in parentheses. And then he goes on. He says, and turtles where the tourists are. Yeah, monk seals and turtles. Okay. And just to go down and look at a huge coral formation teeming with life and the most beautiful fish is a wonder. This is where I used to get my fish for the tank. Well, that's another story. Okay, back to the turtle story, he says. We decided to take a break and came out of the water and went to the shallower part and just sat there sunbathing. All of a sudden, we saw this small turtle coming towards us, unafraid. They are shy, but this one just came right up to us. That was an experience we cannot find words for. Now, as we found out within a few minutes why this turtle came straight to us and just stayed by us. We petted it on the shell, and it just stayed then. Finally, I figured something had to be wrong. So I check out the turtle all over, and the turtle went along with everything. In other words, he let him do it. And finally, I found out why he came to us. The turtle had a hook in his mouth. Amazing how God's creatures do things like this. Yeah, I love watching videos like this where the animals come up to people and ask for help. It's just amazing. They come to us for help, which this turtle did. Very carefully, I kept wiggling the hook until it came out. And while this was going on, next page, I think it's next page. Boy, this is some thick paper, bro. I got to make sure I'm turning the right, like this. It's just one page. He says, during the whole time, the turtle did not flinch. The look the turtle gave us after we were done appeared to say thank you, as the turtle stayed for no more than a minute, and after I removed the hook and left and went back with the group, I'm going back for videos this time, and we'll put them on my YouTube channel. Be on the lookout. Playful Dolphins coming soon video. So watch for that. Brother Warren's site is going to have Playful Dolphins on his YouTube page, if he hadn't done it already. And so praise the Lord. I mean, I love seeing those videos, like with the one guy that was diving. He was in a diving helmet and everything. He was way down deep, and a sea turtle came up to him, and he had some stuff wrapped around it, like a net or something wrapped around his fin. And the guy took it off, and he helped him. And then I've seen whales do the same thing, and then all of a sudden, after they get freed from whatever was on them, by the divers help them, the whale would do a couple of breaches, like a thank you, slapping them, because everybody knows, the whales know, everybody likes to watch them jump out of the water, I guess. But then it reminds me the one time that I used to have a turtle in my home. Fran and I are partial to turtles and lizards and stuff like that, and I'm always catching turtles. I'm always finding them. They always seem to be around. And I had the 60-gallon fish tank in the house. Thanks, Sister Minnie. I'll check it. And I had this 60-gallon fish tank, and I liked having it natural. So I had crayfish in there. I had some bluegill in there. I had some feeder fish, minnows, which I'll never do again because they died and stunk everything up and killed two of my snails because it made the water bad. And then a turtle. And the turtle was a young guy. And by the way, turtles are born Roman Catholic, and then they become Seventh-day Remnant when they're about 2 or 3 years old. And what I mean by that, when a turtle's young, they eat meat. And when they get older, they eat turtle grass. And it's growing everywhere out here in the creeks and ponds and stuff like that. And so when he got old enough to be eating their turtle grass, I figured I'm going to let him go, right? So I had him for quite a few years, and I used to feed him on a regular basis. Him and I were buds because he was in my office, right? And I like turtles because they're active. He's always jumping off his little sunbathing thing and jumping in the water and swimming around, having a blast, and eating things and jumping back up, and boy, are they messy. you got to clean the tank often. But anyway, I brought him to this place called Kellart Lake, which is right outside of a small town called Cisna Park, Illinois. And he wouldn't go in the water. I put him on the bank, and he turned around and started walking back towards me, and I picked him up and put him on the edge of the water again, and he turned around and looked at me, and I picked him up and put him in the water. And he swam back to me. And so I kind of put him out there, gave him a little shove, and pushed him out there. He didn't want to leave. And he went all the way out there, and it blesses my heart when I think about this. He went out about 20 feet, stuck his little head out of the water, and looked back at me, as to say thank you. This is the biggest fish tank I've ever been in, because it was like, I don't know, maybe 200-acre pond is just in this little community where these rich people live. And I'd like to go back and just yell Tudor, because I called him Tudor after the cartoon when we were kids, and see if he would come up to me. But I haven't been around that area in years, and I hope he's doing well. He's got a wife and kids. All right, I don't see any hands up, so let me share another praise here. This next one here is from Sister Teresa. And she says, dear Pastor Nicholas, brothers and sisters, it has been a very rocky last month. I have gone through a lot of trials and attacks. I would like to thank the Lord for giving me strength to get through them, and always giving me peace in my heart. If I didn't pray constantly and stay in his word, I know I wouldn't be as sound-minded as I am. Praise the Lord. I would also like to thank the Lord for many unspoken prayers. Praise the Lord. I always pray for all my brothers and sisters and for this ministry. God bless, Teresa. Thank you very much, dear sister. Thank you. All right, let me just do one more, and then Sister Fran and Brother Sean have something they want to share. And this one here is from Pastor Craig. He goes, bro, this is amazing what just happened. He says, I don't cook a lot of my food, but every now and then I do. And this morning I placed a lot of olive oil in the pot to fry my burrito. I was very mentally busy in cooking and talking with the kids, and I picked up the burrito. Now, check this out. This shocked me when I heard this. Because I know about boiling oil. I used to manage a Brown's Chicken many years ago when I was a young man. But I picked up the burrito by hand and was not looking and put my hand with it into the pot of oil. And I was talking as I was talking away with the kids and forgot my fingers were all in the boiling pot of oil with my hand. And it was cooking with it, you know, with the burrito. And then I saw and yelled and thought it would hurt because it looked like my hand was boiling and cooking even when, there's a word missing. It says no, took it out. I don't know. And it was bubbly and white foaming. Then I wiped my hand off and I looked and nothing at all. Not even red blisters. Not even red or blisters. Then I heard the still, silent voice saying, John in the Isle of Patmos. And then it's just the thought I'd share. So, amen. And you remember John the Apostle. He was thrown into boiling oil. But it was like bathwater. They couldn't kill him. You know, so praise the Lord. Let me drop the mic. Sister Fran would like to share. Or Sean, whoever put their hand up first.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I have a praise here from Sister Lee, Sister Leanne. And Sister Lee says she would like to praise God for his spiritual, physical, and financial help this month that she had. Praise the Lord, sister. We trust in God. We trust in God for our needs and everything. Praise the Lord. And I have one from the other Lee, my daughter Lee Josephine. And she says, I am praising the Lord today for blessing me with another work promotion. As the new manager, I was required to work on the Sabbath. So I prayed and asked God to resolve this issue. That same week, my supervisor rearranged all of the manager's schedules, which is extremely rare in this business, just so that I didn't have to work on the Sabbath. So now I get Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays off. Sundays off work, while still receiving double my previous pay, plus overtime pay. I am very thankful for this blessing and the opportunity to show God's hand moving in my life. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I have another one from Sister Vera. Just waiting for it to come up here. Okay. And Sister Vera says, Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. Last month I didn't get to share my praises, so today I have February and March's praises for you. Let me start by saying, as some of you have already known, that I had a brief trip overseas during the month of February to March. I want to praise Jesus for travel mercies, that he kept us safe during the travel through 5 countries and 2 states. Praise Jesus this time. I didn't go through the extensive search and was able to bring with me my Arabic and English tracts along with prophecy DVDs and Arabic GC books for my precious Palestinian friends. Praise the Lord, because they're cracking down on all that, the Bibles and anything that has to do with religion. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus, I was unseen and spread the tracts like the leaves of autumn. I also praise Jesus for my continued teeth issues, for which I was able to go back to my Palestinian dentist and sow more seeds of truth and also share the prophecy DVDs this time. Please pray for all the souls that got DVDs and tracts. Also, pray that there would be a strong thirst for Christ and his truth in this country, and that God would send his workers here to plant his church. Amen. I am also grateful to Christ what during this visit to Palestine, I got to finally see my 2 precious girls after 8 months of being away from them. I had a lovely time with them and got precious moments to sow more seeds of truth and pray with them. through this long stay in Palestine away from any Christian influence, the girls' hearts really hardened from the truth of Christ. I ask you to keep them in earnest prayers. We will, sister. I also praise Jesus for all the tough trials that I went through in February to March that revealed to me more areas I need to work on. Please pray I would overcome in Christ. I also praise Jesus for the opportunities and boldness to share with many at my gym the health message and give out a box of health and prophecy DVDs. And also I praise Jesus that before I left overseas, I got to see my older Baptist brother and his wife, who, while they were witnessing to my husband about how no one could keep the law, I got to sow seeds of truth to all that sat in the room. Please pray for these precious souls to finally see the Sabbath truth. We will, sister. I also greatly praise Jesus for a thirsty for truth soul at my gym that I got to share much present truth to, and as a result learned and was much blessed myself. It's amazing how God's two-edged sword, His word, will never return void but bless both sides of the people, those that shared and being shared with. I am so amazed at that. Please pray for the precious youth trapped in Slavic fallen Protestant church to see the apostasy in his church and come out of it to join Christ's saints. And lastly, I praise Jesus for our safe return to the U.S. in the middle of March, and that I was once again reunited with my precious brethren. And at this time, I want to include a praise to Jesus for his precious church family, and that Christ led me to his truth and strengthens me in the truth constantly through this church. I especially praise Christ for Brother Nick, Brother Craig, and the elders of the church that allow Christ to bridle their tongues, and they, without fear of consequence, speak the truth to feed the flock of Christ, the few faithful amongst billions of false prophets that feed their pockets. How blessed are we. And I also exalt Jesus for all the support and prayers of my beloved brethren, and glorify God for how he marvelously he is working in all our lives. And also glory to Jesus for all the precious SOP studies that have opened my eyes to many deep truths and renewed in me Christ. Which brings me to my final point of the praise. And I also praise Jesus for answering my prayers, and that all the issues in the U.S. got resolved for us, that we soon get to return to Palestine again to reunite with my precious girls, and for the amazing opportunity to live overseas another year. Pray I will be a bright light unto Christ in this dark corner of the earth, and that I will stand immovable for Christ and his truth, and sow many seeds of truth for him, and many souls will be freed from the bondage of Allah. Glory to Jesus. God bless. Servant to Christ, Vera. Praise the Lord, Sister Vera. I also would like to praise the Lord for my salvation, for the joy of my salvation, and for my church family. And I want to thank God for keeping our whole church family and their families, their children, their grandchildren, for watching over them too, for keeping them safe, for those travel mercies while driving or flying. I just praise the Lord for all that, for his protection on us through everything, whether, you know, even when we're passing out tracts or witnessing to someone in person. Praise the Lord.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Can you guys hear me? Yes. All right. Good. Praise the Lord, and praise the Lord for all of these praises that are being told today. If I sound different, it's because I lost that little piece that goes on my mic. So now if I breathe, it's just going to make my thing spike, make the meter spike. But anyways, so I have a couple praises I want to share. Start with the first one. I want to praise the Lord that he has blessed me with a new job. and it is a full-time job. It's the first, second full-time job, actually, I've ever held in my life, but the first one I've held in years. It's before I kept bouncing around between part-times. And I wanted to praise the Lord not only for the fact that, you know, it's a full-time job, 40 hours a week, also able to get overtime, so praise the Lord. Also, the hours, I am still completely able to be able to do the studies, etc., and so I wanted to praise the Lord for that as well. And it's actually a job in which I can actually learn something that is going to be useful in the sense where I can take it and continue on and pursue in the same field if I so choose. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, so for blessing me with all of these blessings, and just this is just in this one job. And also, as well, too, because I love that I can do this during the job while working, they don't seem to mind when you have headphones on. So, and multiple people do it. So, I can listen to scripture music the entire time, or I can listen to the audio Bible, which I do listen to, while I'm working. And so it's a tremendous blessing. All right. With that said, I also wanted to praise the Lord. I've been noticing too, there's been a bunch of different and new names popping into the room, so praise the Lord for that. And something that I was noticing both, I guess just a couple of days this week, all of a sudden it just seems like the Lord starts sending people to you to talk to you about your faith. And I've been noticing that happening. I've been noticing that just out of nowhere, it just seems like random people are starting to message me wanting to talk about the faith that obviously we share and believe. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, for seeing the fact that there are more souls coming into the truth. And I also want to praise the Lord for just basically backing off the fact that, you know, so many new people and the Lord sending people. There's actually somebody here today up there at the top of the room as a guest, Ashley. Welcome. Last night the Lord blessed me to be, as I was sharing the truth with people, I guess the Lord or the Spirit moved her to ask because she was confused about Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1. And how uncanny is that? Because that is something that we always talk about here, what Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1 is and what that means. And, you know, I got a chance to be able to share the truth with her, which clearly I can see why the Lord had me up last night and, you know, I wasn't moving to go to bed. I just kept staying up and I just kept sharing and teaching the truth with other people. And then all of a sudden, you know, somebody else pops up. And so, praise the Lord. The truth in His Word, it definitely has an effect because obviously what she was thinking before, the lies that Satan were placing in her head, as he does for all of us, the truth just has such a powerful effect that it moves us. And so I wanted to praise the Lord. Sabbath blessings. And one more thing that I wanted to share, and this is a praise too, but it's also just shows we're a lot closer than a lot of people might realize. But really, I came across, and literally just last night, I came across an article, and I was jumping up and down and praising the Lord because of this, because this is the type of stuff that I'm always looking for. And Pastor, I'll send the article to you through an email as well, but I just want to read just in brief summary, because this is stuff that we've been saying. But it was saying that we already know what happened with Poland. It was saying the Poland's move, which bucks the prevailing trend in secularist countries toward an ever more commercialized Sunday, could provide a constructive example for the United States, where the network of state blue laws that once restricted Sunday business activities have been substantially reduced. And then it continues on talking about blue laws, and it talks about, it's saying that they found a study that proves that, you know, ever since they've been getting rid of blue laws, that church attendance went down, tithing went down, which made me laugh when I read that. And then they talked about a significant rise in alcohol, drug use, you know, among the religious population. And so, yeah, it is banging on our doors. We are getting right there. And so I definitely wanted to share that. I'm sure that'll be a video on probably more than one channel. So I wanted to share that with you guys, and please enjoy the rest of the Sabbath, and do not ever stop doing the work. I know Satan's been attacking all of us and trying to get us to stop and, you know, trying to get us to cause problems between brothers and sisters, and just, we all just need to sit here and tell him, no. End of it. End of discussion. Let's all get back to work. Put anything that anybody has between their brethren behind them, which is perfect because we know that we have communion coming up soon. Put it all behind you. Get up. Do the work. And just put an end to this god of dung and his world. So, Sabbath blessings, everybody, and God bless.
I can be recorded. Okay, now. So there's going to be a little dead air spot there. But, yeah, praise the Lord. I didn't see that article. But I can't wait to see it, because I'll probably make a video about it as well. We know Sunday laws are going to be enforced in the United States of America first. And when that rosary thing and all that stuff started happening in Poland, they were testing the waters, and that's why I got a bunch of hate mail and hate comments on my video about the rosary on the border of Poland and how it was going to lead to, in other words, they were just testing to see how loyal to the man of sin the people in Poland were, and are obviously very loyal. But yeah, for them to go ahead and mention that this is a good designed for the United States of America. That's usually the other way around. Usually America says others should try it this way, but it looks like somebody's pushing the buttons to try to get it to speed things up, which is good. And the problem is, we know we have a lot of people that we love that aren't ready for this. And so please keep praying and please keep sharing the truth. And I know what you do, what you mean about, yeah, like with the truth we share, it causes people to get upset. That's, you know, to be expected. It means they're angry because our God loves us, and they hate him. And so they're definitely going to hate us. But we've seen this for years. Everything from calling us fanatics, legalistic, or even a cult, to trying to get us to water it down a little bit. Don't be so strict about this. Just look, unless you can show me in the Bible where it's okay to, you know, gild the lily a little bit when it comes to the truth. You know, there's no two ways about it. None of us know what it's like to be alive 2,000 years ago, or even in Adam and Eve's day, when the God that we worship now was the same God then that never changed. Mankind has changed, and so we got to get to a point where we walk the way he expects us to walk, even in these last days. Because you think about Enoch. Enoch was living in the days of Noah, and we're living in the days of Noah too. Jesus said it'll be like the days of Noah, as well as Sodom and Gomorrah. That's why homosexual marriage has been legalized. And, by the way, that was, for those that don't know, for the new, the reason for the flood of Noah was because they had homosexual marriage back then, but when they made it legal, when they made it legal globally, is when the Lord said that's the final straw, because that's the ultimate insult against the Creator. And so they made it legal now, and then, of course, we are that close to the end. So, but anyway, we get more praises here that I got to share. So thanks for Daniel sent me a link. Sean, I don't know if it's the same one you had, but please send me the link anyway, because it might not be. I want to check that. I definitely want to check that article out. Thank you. All right, and let's see here, the praises. Yeah, Sister Mindy, I did get it. Okay, let me read Sister Mindy's first. She says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick and beloved church family. She says, I have a few praises. I want to praise the Lord for allowing me to go through a major trial. One of my main client companies that I have worked with for almost 10 years and have placed several professionals with them stopped allowing me to work with them. And when I asked the HR manager why, she told me that a few of my candidates that I placed there accused me of being pushy And I even threatened one of them that if they didn't take the job, I would make sure they wouldn't work in the bakery industry. Needless to say, I was shocked. Now, that's going to, you know, that's kind of like what Sean was bringing up. They're going to lie about us. They're going to make things up because we're trying to walk with the Lord, and they're going to figure out some way to throw a monkey wrench in the works of our life, you know. So we have to, and we expect this, and so praise the Lord. Yeah, it's kind of like the apostles singing in prison. It makes them realize, wow, we really are loved of God, because the fact they hate us proves it. And so, amen, that gives you that full assurance deep in your heart. But anyway, Sister Mindy goes on to say that, needless to say, I was shocked because that is not how I treat my candidates. This was very devastating to me, and I felt my reputation as a recruiter was tarnished. My boss and coworkers were shocked at the accusations as well, because they know I'm not like that. Well, because they see her, right? All the time. Anyway, she says, this has been bothering me for several weeks, and I prayed about it many times. Then the Lord revealed to me that he is preparing me for the last days, for I will be accused of things far worse than that, far worse that I did not do, just like our Lord Jesus was accused of many things that he did not do. I now praise the Lord for the trial, and I forgive those that bared false witness against me. God knows who they are. Praise the Lord. I had also been praying if the Lord wanted me to find a different position, because things weren't going well at work and I hadn't placed any candidates for a few months. I prayed that the Lord bless me with a placement. Then I'll know that he wants me to stay at my company. And he placed me with a big placement the end of the last month and another one a couple of days ago. Praise the Lord. It looks like he might bless me with another big placement next week, God willing. Now we'll be able to pay off most of my husband's medical bills. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, then I got another one here from Brother Daniel. And he says, happy Sabbath to you and your family. It's Sabbath here, so I'll keep it short. I'm steadily improving, but my friend, I've been through the grinder since February 17th. With terrible medical issues, let's just put it that way. Not a good combination. Dehydration's part of it, by the way. And then, you know, and let's see, in the Philippines. He was visiting there. I caught the disease called Shigella. And he says, I spent 5 days in hospital here in Ottawa, and now I'm taking medication and antibiotics to alleviate the situation. Prayerfully, my digestive system will go back to normal by the end of March. Until then, I will not be preparing earthly earthquake reports. However, I'll provide you with the weekly earthquake numbers on Sabbath evening and Sabbath day. Well, praise the Lord. And he did. On a happier note, being married to Sister Edralyn, or Dallin as a lot of people call her, is something special. She is a real woman of God. Please see the attached picture taken at our wedding ceremony on February 16th. Oh, that's the day I was ordained. February 16th. At her parents' home in Pamplona, the Philippines. It was 90 degrees that day, and my shirt was completely wet. Brother Eli and Sister Jafel were our witnesses, and they're in the picture. And they should be getting married by the end of this year. But don't say that. But don't say that. So yeah, I should have read this in advance, okay? All right. So never mind. I won't finish the letter, I guess. So, sorry about that. You know, hey, you got to warn me of these things, you know? It's just kind of like, you know, cut the red line or cut the red wire. And the guy cuts it. But first... You know, so, yeah, okay, that was one of those things. That was funny. Okay. Okay, Brother Yasman has a praise. All right. Trying to compose myself here. If I didn't get anybody in trouble, you know. So, all right, so Sabbath blessings, dear Brother Pastor Nicholas. I am Yasman from India. If there are any grammatical mistakes, please correct them. Sorry if I give you a hard time in reading out my praises. Okay, no problem, brother. you know, that happens with everybody, you know, typos and stuff like that, so don't worry. He says, Sabbath blessings, dear brethren. I praise the Lord for his long-suffering towards me, even in very, very small things. I praise his name for my salvation and for redemption from my sins, and also completion of 1 year of marriage in a godly way on February 20th, 2018. Wow, everybody's getting married. We praise the God for his patience towards us, even in small arguments, and blessing us to get right again. I thank God for helping me to follow Christ and giving me all that I need in my everyday life. I praise the Lord for keeping a smile on my lips and godly love and godly patience in my heart. Amen, brother. And then he says, I praise God for healing my wife's, Chris's, stomach pain and also helping her to complete her first time cover to cover Bible study. And there are some unspoken praises too. And once again, I praise God for his goodness upon the earth, because of which we are able to continue our lives as Christians upon the earth. I praise the Lord for planting the seeds in the hearts of unbelievers, too. I thank God for giving me this opportunity to share the praises. And I pray you all have a blessed Sabbath, dear brethren. Yaswan from India. God bless you, too. And we pray you have a good Sabbath, too, my brother. Thank you for sharing. Okay, this next one here, let me check and see if we got any hands up. Scroll up and down, because we're getting late anyway. I think just about everybody emailed them to me. I got two left. And this first one's from Sister Sarah. And she says, I messaged you a little while back about my mom, Amanda, having breast cancer, as well as me wanting to homeschool my son, Connor. I just wanted to give you an update on how things are going, and I also wanted to tell you how thankful I am for your prayers. My mom had her lumpectomy surgery on February 26th, busy month. I guess that's the third major event. Two weddings and now this surgery in February. And while they were in there, they also took a sample from her lymph node to have it tested for cancer. She received her results a couple of days later, in which she found out there is no cancer in her lymph nodes. And the tumor they removed from measuring was measuring 2 centimeters before surgery. And the tumor they removed was measuring 2 centimeters before surgery. And thanks to the Lord, it only measured 1 centimeter when they removed it. Before her surgery, they were saying that she was pretty much a stage 2, but after surgery, again, thanks to the Lord, she was only a stage 1. After all, she is 100% cancer-free as of today. And she did not receive or even have to consider chemo. My son is still in public school, but the Lord brings him home to me. But the Lord brings him home to me safely every day, and he has kept him so safe this and every flu season, and I will continue to wait patiently to homeschool him if it be what the Lord wants. Thank you so much for your prayers and support. My dad, Joel, because her dad's name is Joel, now has an appointment for his throat. It has been bothering him, and I know is worried that it may be cancer. Please keep him in your prayers. Thank you so much. We will, dear sister. As a matter of fact, I'll just email that to me, to myself real quick here so that I don't forget. And I'll put him on my private prayer list. And if everybody here wants to put it on their private prayer list, just remember, Joel, last name starts with an S, like Sam. Okay. And there it goes. Okay, I didn't get any more praises in the email, so let me finish this last one from YouTube. And this is from Chickaz 1111, and they wanted to share this praise. It says, I'm so glad I found your channel. I have felt convicted of breaking the fourth commandment on several occasions, but every time I brought it up to a fellow Christian pastor or watched videos, they used the same tired excuses and scriptures to talk me out of it. My husband and I have our own business, and it is very difficult to make that change as our Saturdays are very busy. But 2 months ago, I got a stern warning when studying the Word before I was to leave for work. And again, for the upteenth time, His Holy Spirit brought conviction to my heart as I read Isaiah 56. But that day, it was coupled with Acts 17:30, and I knew, without a shadow of a doubt, that it was no longer negotiable for us. I brought it up to our pastor, and needless to say, it didn't go well. As usual, the same lame excuses and half-truths. We have four leaders, and not one could tell me why we worship on Sunday. All the churches are this way. All the churches are this way, so we are to worship at home now. 6 months ago, when attending a different church, I heard him say, "Come out of her, my people." When I reached out and touched my Bible, I thought he was just meaning the current one, but he means all Sunday worship, and he means it, and they put it in capital letters there. So praise the Lord, another soul saved, another soul obedient to the Lord. It's one thing to be saved, and then, you know, because the Lord will wink, and then after a while, the Lord's going to reveal his truth about his law. Everybody on the planet, by the way, is going to find out that the seventh-day Sabbath is not only an eternal commandment, it is the seal of the living God. And they're all going to know that Sunday Sabbath of Rome is the mark of the Roman Catholic beast. They're all going to know this. The loud cry prophecy confirms it. Just the fact that her four leaders, her four church leaders, couldn't come up with any verses shows them that they even know it. And I've got quotes from just about every Sunday keeping denomination out there that says, yeah, the Sabbath was never changed. But yet they still keep Sunday holy, which means it's going to be a piece of cake to show the people this. But it's going to be like pulling teeth to get them to understand they have to keep. They have to accept Jesus Christ as Lord. In other words, telling them they have to keep the Sabbath, that isn't going to work. Because you can't keep it unless you're really a Christian. You have to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And then he promised to write his law in your heart, and then you could easily keep the Sabbath. But keeping it now, just for the sake of not getting the mark, it's not going to work. You got to have Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and then have the fruits thereof, because Jesus said, by their fruits you shall know them. So amen and amen and amen. Is there anybody else? Because other than that, we can start singing. Singing praises. I'm scrolling up and down one time, two times. Let me check my email real quick. All I got in my email now was a prayer request that I just emailed myself. So let me just put that in my pile for Joel S. All right, it's it. Let me scroll up and down one more time. Okay, nobody. So I'm going to drop the mic, and then we'll pray after the music. And praise the Lord, another amazing testimony service. Next week, Pastor Craig is preaching. And then after that, 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks from today, we're having the Lord's Supper. So the unleavened bread and the grape juice, get it ready. And you've got 14 days. I like to treat it as our little miniature Day of Atonement, if you will, even though we don't do the feast days, obviously. Jesus said it is finished at the cross. And so we will get is just like what they did with the Day of Atonement, you know, make sure you've confessed everything. Everything is, well, you should always do that daily anyway, but just make sure that you're walking as well to the Lord as you can. And if you have anything against a brother or a sister in the faith, go to them and apologize before you do communion. You know, you don't do it after. Because if you do it after, then you've come to the altar unworthy, and you're guilty of the blood and body of Christ. It says right there in the scripture. So, all right, let me drop the mic. Whoever's going to do the music, please do so. Amen, Brother Michael. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen.
Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy word giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, and I will keep thy statutes.
I will keep thy statutes.
I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimony.
Lord, I shall keep thy testimony.
I prevented the dawning of morning and cry. My night begins the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Great peace.
Amen. If you can please kneel, we're going to finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for blessing us with your presence on this Sabbath day. Thank you so much for all the blessings that you have revealed unto your children. It is amazing what comes from being obedient. It's amazing how you remove those things in our life that are dragging us down, and you do it so easily. It's so miraculous. It's an amazing thing to watch you change the heart of your people. Thank you for that, making it so obvious and so beautiful. No miracle can compare to it. Not even raising someone from the dead can compare to it. Changing a man's mind while he's walking, or a woman's mind. Thank you. Please continue to bless your son's bride. Please continue to give us all that we need to go forth. We need more courage, faith, wisdom, discernment, and love. We need to have more love for you, more love for each other. And thank you so much for your long-suffering towards us and winking when we do things that we don't even know are wrong. And thank you for giving us contrite hearts and renewing a right spirit within us all. Please let that latter rain fall, Father. Please let it fall upon your son's bride, if we are so worthy. And let us go forth and glorify you. As prophecy said, we shall. And we offer this prayer to you to the best of our ability. And that ability always falls so far short of the name we pray in. And that name is your son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen.